When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 4th edition. Coming at you a little earlier if you are live streaming this with me on the RotoBaller YouTube channel. I got a couple podcasts and I got a free half hour or so, so we're going to bang this one out as the Yankees went off. So the chalk hit, Rockies chalk's hitting, means bad things coming from the Quick Hits crowd unless you followed some other site or something. That's fine, but if you're following the Quick Hits model, you are not playing those guys. We move on to Wednesday, where we have 11 games on tap for you. It's going to be a really, really fun one. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at BDentric if you'd like to jump in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat. I've had people questioning, where's this at? What's that? It's the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat. You send me your email, and I'll get you in. I say it about three times an episode. So make that happen. If you give a rate and review on iTunes for the MLB DFS Quick Hits, I truly appreciate it. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba Tuesday night, I'll be recording Bubba and the Bat Flip, episode 91, Bench with Bubba, episode 390, recapping the week and fab and all that fun stuff for you there. My written content on Wednesday at rotoballer.com is the values article, premium values article. So you have to become a member at Rotoballer. Use promo code Bubba for 10% off the package of your choice. Also, if you like playing prop bets, you like DFS, go check out Prize Picks. It's a great, great website. They just added CFL. They have the Olympics. Football's cranking up. They're going to have college football. They have futures. They have weekly. They're going to have preseason NFL. All the good stuff. So you're going to want to create an account there because we're having a lot of fun in the Slack chat, getting some picks in there. We're going to get you covered for the NFL. No doubt about that. So go to Prize Picks, download the app, create an account, use promo code Bubba when you create your account, and that'll unlock a free first-time deposit bonus up to $100. So use promo code Bubba, deposit up to $100. They'll match it up to $100 with that promo code. All right, 11-game slate on tap for you tonight. Let's break it down. Totals, Orioles, Yankees, 9.5. Phillies, Nats, 9. Indians, Jays, 10. Red Sox, Tigers, 9. Mets, Marlins, 7.5. Angels, Rangers, 8. Royals, White Sox, 8.5. Braves, Cardinals, 9. Cubs, Rockies, 11. Astros, Dodgers, 8.5. Giants, Diamondbacks, 8.5. So we'll have a little bit of pitching, as you'd expect on an 11-game slate. And then we definitely have some more bats, which we're going to have every stinking night because pitching is getting worse and worse and worse. So let's get on this pitching here. You have a couple guys over 10K. You got Giolito at 10-6 at home against Kansas City. Always an option. Gio's been very, very hit or miss this season. So I'm a diehard Gio fan. Probably not going to go to him in this matchup. It's a great spot. He's given up one earned run in each of his last three starts, six innings or more in three straight starts, but 7Ks, 3Ks, and 8Ks. So it's been like all or nothing with Gio. It's against Kansas City. Last time out was outstanding, those seven strikeouts, but he only threw 80 pitches in six innings. He was super, super efficient. If you want to go back to Gio at 10-6, you can. I think there's guys with similar upside as Gio for a cheaper price tag, which I'll be going to on this slate. Now, if you do want to be contrarian, I will say Jameson Taillon at 10-2 is interesting. This is a guy we targeted all season, and it paid off dividends for us. But the last month or so, Taillon's been outstanding. In the month of July, 7 innings, 1 earned, 6 innings, 2 earned, 5 and a third, no earned, 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 and a two-thirds, no earned. He had 5-4, 3-4, 9K. So Ks are still kind of an issue with Taillon, but he's going 5-plus innings. He was limiting the damage. He had 18 or more points in 4 or 5 games. It's a great matchup versus Baltimore. He made some pitch mix changes. He's one of the best pitchers in July, period, which was pretty wild to see. It's totally a tournament-only play at 10-2. He's priced up big time. Again, similar to Gio, there's better plays for cheaper if you want, but in a tournament, Jameson Taillon will not go owned at all at 10-2 in this slate. So if you want to be super contrarian, you can go to Jameson Taillon. If you don't want to pay up for Jameson Taillon, I don't blame you at all. All right, some other guys look at Shohei Ohtani's $9,500 at the Texas Rangers. You know, it's a Rangers team we can definitely pick on, especially with a guy like Shohei. Rangers striking out 24% of the time, hitting 187 with a 162 ISO and a 72 WRC plus in the last month for his right-handed pitching. No Joey Gallo there, which kind of hurts strikeouts, but also hurts the power department. So there's lots to like when it comes to Shohei Ohtani. He should be making a start, had to get a start pushed back a few days because of a bruised thumb. should be good to go at 95 if you want to go there. But the chalk pitcher of the night, and it is really hard to ignore this chalk. Like, I don't know what DraftKings was doing. Were they drunk? Is there a rumor that Max Scherzer is only throwing 60 pitches that I don't know about? But somehow Max Scherzer is making his Dodgers debut in LA against the rival Houston Astros, and Max Scherzer's $9,100. I'm baffled. He's basically got 20-point floor when he comes into action. I know the Astros don't strike out a ton. Like, over the last month, you have a Houston Astros team that are striking out 23% of the time versus righties, which is up compared to usual. 240 average, 197 ISO, 109 WRC plus. So we know they're a good offense. There's no sugarcoating that. It's early in their game versus Buehler. Buehler's look good to start. We'll see how it keeps going. But Scherzer at 91, like, Buehler was, what, 10-9? Like, Kevin Gossman, $600 more. Jameson Taillon is $1,100 more than Max Scherzer. Let that sink in for a second. I'm not saying, like, could Scherzer get shelled? Sure, any of these pitchers can get shelled. We see it every night now, where all these great pitchers just, like, what the hell happened out there? That happens. But Max Scherzer at $9,100 on DraftKings against the Astros, yeah, pretty much that's going to be chalk, and that's chalk that's going to be extremely hard to avoid. A couple other guys look at Carlos Carrasco's 85 at the Miami Marlins. Carrasco made his return to the bigs last time out, threw 58 pitches in four innings, one earned, four Ks, looked great, 12.6 points. He should be up to about 70 to 75 pitches. So the pitch count's not high. He's going to be super efficient like he was there, but if you need five, maybe six, get you five, six Ks, not the end of the world. Still, it's tough at 85. Like, if he was 75 or something, that'd be really sweet. But I want to mention Cookie as an interesting one at 85. But then it gets kind of dry. John Gray at 72, I think it's a great option. Mentioned Freeland on Tuesday's show for 6,200. He was great. You got John Gray now at 7,200 bucks. Been pitching great at home this season. When you look at his home road splits, 3.14 ERA at home compared to 4.21 on the road. 53 Ks in 57 innings pitched at home, averaging 16 DK points per start. 7,200 bucks versus Chicago Cubs, who we know over the last month, they're striking out 24% of the time versus righties with a 94 WRC plus. I can't wait for a few more weeks when we get a big sample with no Rizzo, with no Baez, with no Bryant. That'll be really fun to see. But Johnny Gray at 72, outstanding look on this slate. Other than that, though, it's bleak, folks. Like, you're going to see arguments for Zach Thompson at 7K. I see the appeal because he does bring some nice strikeout stuff to the game. He's got about a 15-point floor when he's on. When he's off, it's nasty. But when he's on, the strikeouts are definitely there. It's a Mets team you can take advantage of from time to time. A Mets team striking out almost 21% of the time versus righties. I'd still rather have John Gray for 7,200, but he's in play. And then the other guy I would take a look at 5,600 is Carlos Hernandez going up against the Chicago White Sox. The Royals have been stretching Carlos out. He won 84 pitches in his last outing, six shutout innings with four Ks against the White Sox. And then he went 78 pitches two starts ago. He basically has 14 or more points in three of his last four starts. He has big-time strikeout upside, four, six, and six Ks in those outings. One of those 84 pitches is huge. If we get 95 to 100 pitches, that could lead to easily five plus Ks against the White Sox team, which we know the offense is there, but even against Chris Bubik, they disappointed. They're striking out almost 23% of the time versus righties, so it's a definite punt type play. But Hernandez at 56 is quite intriguing. You're going to hear Matt Harvey talk at 53. I'm not playing Matt Harvey in the Bronx against the Yankees. If you want to, you can. Harvey's been really good of late. I'm not going to deny that, but I will pass on that situation. So it's a weird night. Like, you can go Gio, he's great, but I'm just going to save cash. Like, Ohtani at 95. You got Scherzer at 91, which is outstanding. Taillon at 10-2 is a great GPP play because no one's going to own him, and he's been great. But still, it's like Ohtani and then Scherzer at 91. Like, that's where you're going. Scherzer at 91 is hard to pass. You can pivot to Ohtani for sure. And then John Gray at 72 and Hernandez at 56. Like, there's a lot of bad pitching on this slate. Will some guys come out great? Yes. Will we see some lineups that might change our minds? Definitely, because we've seen some nasty, nasty lineups come out in the last couple of days that makes you go, oh, man, this is interesting. Like, even Steven Matz, he's going up against Cleveland. Cleveland, Hyunjin Ryu to shut them down. He had eight Ks in seven or eight innings. That's a big, big look. His Cleveland team is just depleted. They strike out over 20% of the time versus lefties, 28% of the time versus righties. Like I said, they struck out eight times versus Ryu. Steven Matz is not Hyunjin Ryu, but it's one of those they put a bad lineup out. Maybe Steven Matz checks the box at low ownership. That's something to keep in mind. So we're going to have to kind of see how things go as the day goes on Monday. The probably pitching changes because that's the way things go right now. But right now, like, you can go Gio if you want. You can go Taillon if you want. Ohtani's a great play. It's pretty much Scherzer and John Gray. Those are my top two. Mix in some Hernandez. See where the day takes you. But it's going to be a tough – I'm going to have to find a way to look at lineups and get some other options out there because Scherzer at 91 and John Gray at 72 are very mispriced on this slate. Very, very mispriced. All right, let's check out some bats on this 11-game slate for you. Catcher's position, JTR went deep again on Tuesday. Not as in love with him against Espino, who's been limiting hard contact, but he gives up a lot of contact too, so Philly should be in play. But Real Muto at 54, he's in play if you want to. I'll probably pass and go to some other options on this slate. If you are fading Giolito and you want to really fade him, you want right-handed power versus him, so that's where guys like Salvi Perez come into play. On this slate, I don't think I'm going to make that big of a stance, but you can go there for sure. I'll just be saving cash. Max Stassi at 39 versus Allard would be where I'd kind of be starting out my look. Alejandro Kirk, if he's in the lineup, he's 3,500 versus Mejia. That's a good look for Toronto. Toronto's very much in play yet again. Mentioned Elias Diaz is a phenomenal play at 3,500 on Tuesday. Hit a grand slam in his first at bat. He's now 3,300 on Wednesday versus Alec Mills. Great play yet again. So if you want to go to Elias Diaz at 33, you don't have to break the bank. You get a really good play. Jed's a millionaire, so you're good there. If you want to save some more money, though, you can go below 3K. Carson Kelly versus Gossman's 27. Gossman's looked lost lately. I'm hoping he turns it around. I really do. He looks lost right now. Like he's a mess. I know he had some personal things going on with his wife and the birth of their child, and he has not been the same since then. So it's tough. Like, I'm hoping he figures it out. He's just in a rough, rough spot. So D-backs could be sneaky. Kelly at 27, someone to keep in mind at the catcher's position. And then Jonah Heim at 25 versus Otani. I don't think I have the cojones to pull that one off, but if you are fading Hernandez, Sebi Zavala at 23 would be a nice value in his matchup, and Austin Hedges at 23 as well. I think I'm pretty much focused on guys like Kelly at 27 and give me Elias Diaz at 33. That's where I'm kind of circled right now at catcher's position. First base for you on this slate. Vladito is always in play, as we mentioned time and time again, but like Paul Goldschmidt versus Drew Smyly at 53, quite intriguing if you want to fade Drew Smyly. Smyly was one that kind of checked the boxes of the potential candidate to use as a value play, but St. Louis has been swinging at well versus lefties of late, but it's been dying off, striking out 24% of the time. So Smyly might be one of those when we see a St. Louis lineup that goes, I can save some cash and go Drew Smyly. That could be an option for us on this slate. But if not, Goldie at 53 is in play for you as well. Atlanta's right back in play. Freeman took Lester deep on Tuesday. He gets J.A. Happ on Wednesday at 5,100. So just whatever you did on Tuesday with the Braves, do it again on Wednesday against J.A. Happ. That's going to be tomato, tomato, same thing. So Freeman at 51's in play. You got Rizzo at 49 versus Harvey. I'd rather just go to Freeman at 51 in that matchup. But I do like Josh Bell at 46. He went deep on Tuesday. Gets Chase Anderson in this matchup. So it's a good spot there for Bell at 46 if you want to save a few dollars. Cheaper looks, though, you can go down to guys like Brad Miller is interesting at 38 if you're stacking Philadelphia. I'm not forcing Brad Miller, but if you're stacking Philly, that's quite intriguing in his matchup. But Ryan Mountcastle's 32 for savings if you want that yet again. It's night after night with him at that position. Miguel Cabrera's swinging it well. He's 2,800 against Erod. If you think Erod's broken, he's had a couple of rough starts in a row. Cabrera at 28 is a guy you can definitely look to. Connor Joe at 25 did not get the start on Tuesday. Super cheap in Coors if he gets a look, though, in his matchup. Second base position for you here. You got Simeon at 53. Is definitely worth a look. Ozzy Albies against the lefty at 49. I like that a lot. Too bad his price keeps going up, but still a good play at 49 for Ozzy Albies in that matchup. Gene Segura went deep for us on Tuesday. He's 46 versus Espino, so you can go back to Philly in their matchup. David Fletcher, I know he got a hit and a stolen base early on. He is 4,200 bucks. A good piece if you're targeting Coby Allard. That's a good spot for you with David Fletcher. Cheaper plays, though, below 4K, I should say. Cesar Hernandez at 37. If you are going White Sox versus Hernandez, that's a nice look. Ryan McMahon's only 36, a nice piece of Coors for nice and cheap against Alec Mills. Even cheaper, though, below 3K now, you got guys like Donovan Solano at 28 if you just want to punt the position. David Boat in Coors, second base, third base at 26. I like John Gray, but Boat, he was hitting third on Tuesday night. So getting the third place hitter in Coors, not too shabby. Third base position for you. J-Ram's always in play. Switch hitter. It's all good. So don't mind that at all. Nolan Arenado at 56 for Smyly is a nice play as well. But going below 5K, you got guys like Austin Riley's worth another lefty at 44. Love it. Plug him in. He's been crushing everything. So that's a really good play for you. Cheaper plays. Mentioned Wilmer Flores at 38. Ryan McMahon at 36. Jaime Candelario switch hitting at 34 is very nice as well. Below 3K we go. And you got the likes of Boat again at 26, who checks the box. Matt Duffy in Coors at 25. If Brandon Drury gets a start, he's 24. He's been swinging it well for the New York Mets. So those are a couple of guys you could look at as well. Shortstop position for you on this slate, Bichette at 6K. Love it. Love Toronto yet again in this matchup. Tim Hernandez even went deep for us against the lefty on Tuesday. You can look at him if you want to fade Hernandez, but I'd probably go to Bichette for $100 more in that matchup. But going cheaper, you got Brandon Crawford at the day off on Tuesday with a Bumgarner start. He should be back in the lineup against Gallon at $4,800. Gleyber Torres at 44 versus Harvey is intriguing if you are fading Harvey, but I'm not a big stack in the Yankees guys. It's very tilting, very, very tilting as they went off on Tuesday, but it's been a long time since they've gone off. Shortstop's top heavy like usual. We do have some cheap ones down here below 3K, but most of it's very top heavy. Like if Zach Short gets to start for Detroit, he's $2,800. That's a massive value play if you're looking there. Otherwise, like we can't even go with our buddy from Pittsburgh because he's in the early slate. So not a lot of value. You're paying up at shortstop for the most part, unless you like want Trevor Story at 52. It's still paying up. Crawford, I said at 48. Paul DeJong at 45. These aren't guys I'm in love with, though. So you're probably paying up at shortstop for one of these guys. Outfield, love Harper. He went deep on Tuesday. Great matchup. Like I said, Espino's been getting the job done. Tons of pitch to contact, though. So he's like playing with fire in those matchups. So Bryce Harper at 62 really checks the box. So is Juan Soto at 61. I like that quite a bit. Some cheaper options. Springer went deep again, guys. Like I just keep saying, the dude is absolutely on fire right now. He's $5,600. His price goes up and he just keeps producing. Like he won't produce every day, but it seems like 4 or 5 days a week, the dude is double digit machine right now. So you just plug that in the cash, you plug it in, and you love it in tournaments as well. So Springer at 56 is another great play against CJ Mejia, who we're just going to target over and over again. Teoscar went deep also. You guys should know the drill by now. If I'm stacking the Jays, I start with Teoscar, Springer, and Bichette. Those are my three. And we go from there, and he had two more home runs tonight. Like, it's just, it's a great stack with those guys. And the way they're spaced out in the lineup, they can drive each other in and stuff. It's a really good team to back up, of course. So Teoscar at 52, I like quite a bit. Aaron Judge went deep on Tuesday. He's 49, tough one to really get a grip on, though. If you don't use Steven Matz, if you don't get crazy like I was talking about earlier, Franmil Reyes at 46 is quite intriguing. Like, I have a hunch Franmil has quite the evening. If you believe Jameson Taillon reverts back to his old ways, you want to target him with lefty. So Cedric Mullins at 45 is an outstanding value, especially in cash games, if you believe Taillon reverts back. But again, he's been great all the month of July. He was one of the best pitchers in all of July. Maybe things have changed. We'll see. Like, people have pointed out changes with him. I still don't believe it, but people pointed it out. Mike Yastrzemski is only 43 versus Gallon. Gallon's pitched well since his return, but Yaz, it's kind of a discount the way he's swinging the bat. So that's a good price point for Yaz at 4,300. Going cheaper, though, Adam Duvall against the lefty at 41, not too shabby in that matchup. Ketel Marte at only 4K versus Gausman, if you're fading Gausman, which I kind of want to. Like, part of me wants to hope he gets it back and play him, and then there's part of me that's just like, he looks broken. Like, when he's out there, he has no command at all, and it's been really rough to watch. Brandon Nimmo is only $3,700. That's a great price point for Nimmo, especially in cash games. Really good cash game play at that price point and a part of a stack. Raimel Tapia returned to the Rockies lineup and lit off on Tuesday. He's 37 versus Alec Mills. That checks everything out for you. Tyler O'Neill's 35 versus Smiley. If you're fading Smiley, that's not a bad value. Ian Happ went deep in Coors on Tuesday. He's 35 on Wednesday, so he's a guy you can circle as well. Odubel Herrera hitting in the middle of that Phillies lineup is only 34 versus Espino. If you are stacking Philly and looking for a discount, you can look at Odubel at that price point. Some cheaper options as we go farther down. Jorge Soler at 33. He was 31 on Tuesday. He went deep in his first at-bat. Love him again versus J.A. Happ. So go ahead and jump all over that one yet again with Jorge Soler at $3,300. Going down to the bottom 3K range for a few more guys. You can look at Alex Dickerson. He had a grand slam on Monday, had the day off on Tuesday. He's 31. Just know he could get benched at any moment's notice. Andrew Vaughn went deep versus a lefty on Tuesday. Gets the righty again. He's 3K, though. He's been swinging it very well. So he's still not a bad 3K play because, you know, there's the 3K plays that, you know, bat eighth and might get you a single and a run. Then there's the 3K plays that bat in the middle of the order and can hit double dongs. Like, that's where Andrew Vaughn is. He got that double dong upside that makes you feel pretty good about life. Going below 3K now. Harrison Bader is actually a really nice value at 27 versus Drew Smiley. If you aren't using Smiley, good value there for Harrison Bader, who's having a very, very good couple of weeks right now. As the strikeout rate is dropping, the production is coming up. Shocker. Rafael Ortega leading off for the Cubs at $2,500 in Coors. Not too shabby. Yadiel Hernandez and Andrew Stevenson for the Nats are both $2,400. Stevenson newly leads off, or Hernandez hits fourth or fifth. Both great values versus Chase Anderson. Stevenson and Hernandez, great values against Chase Anderson. So you got that going for you. I've been telling you guys about Sam Hilliard for over a week now. He went deep again on Tuesday night. He's $2,400 versus Alec Mills. It sucks they bat him like eighth, so it really ruins like your stacks and all that stuff, but it's still a great play in Coors Field at $2,400. extreme value. It really sucks that the value is always in the outfield, because then it's like, well, now I can't play Soto and Harper because I got all this value here. But hey, it checks the box. These guys are playing really, really well, and they're priced way too cheap. Austin Hayes at 23. If you're stacking Baltimore, he's always in play at the price point they've been giving him. And then other than that, check your lineups, as there will be more that can, like we mentioned, Brad Miller earlier. Lewis Brinson's down here at 2K. If you think you want to fade Carrasco, Brinson's been a very, very GPP. Like when he goes off lately. So keep an eye on all those situations. You might have a few more that stand out for you. Recapping your pitching, it's laughable. Like Gio's an okay play at 10-6. Tyon's a good tournament play at 10-2. We got Ohtani at 95, which is a really strong play. But then you got Max Scherzer at 91. It's like 80% owned. Like, what's he going to be? Like, it's insane. I know it's the Astros, but it's Max freaking Scherzer, and it's $9,100. It's wild. I'm waiting for him to get like minus 7 points now, because it's just ridiculous, this price point. So Scherzer at 91 is really, really good. I think Carrasco's interesting at 85. If we can get word of like 75 to 80 pitches, he went 58 his last time out, so keep an eye on that. I think they'll slow play him. Then guys like Steven Matz, if the lineups look good, Zach Gallen, if the lineups look good, could be interesting. Mid-tier plays. John Gray, I like a lot at 72. Like, ideally, I want John Gray and Scherzer matched together. That's like the ideal situation. Probably extremely chalky as well, but that's kind of where I'm looking at things. Zach Thompson is in play if the Mets send out a dud lineup, same with Drew Smiley. So those are two guys to keep in mind. And then Hernandez for Kansas City at 56. A lot of it's lineup dependent, because it's very, very murky. Like, if I had to say it right now, it's Scherzer, it's Gray, you could use some Ohtani, and then it's probably Hernandez. Those are like the only ones I feel comfortable about right now. But there will be more that pop up, that's for sure. Looking at stacks on this slate, though, Philadelphia versus who the heck? I just blanked watching the Giants hit an extra base hit there. Philadelphia playing Espino, very big pitch to contact guy. So that's why guys like Harper are very much in play. Realmuto is always in play, but Odubel Herrera is a nice cheapie. Segura, you got some options there for sure. And then I like the flip side with Washington versus Anderson, especially for a value stack, because Hernandez and Stevenson are both $2,400. That makes Soto very, very affordable and playable, and you can mix and match from there. So I think that's very, very intriguing. I love Toronto. Usual suspects: Springer, Hernandez, Bichette. Build around that if you choose. Like, catcher could be cheap with Kirk or McGuire, stuff like that. Going deeper on the slate, the Angels are interesting versus Kobe Allard. If you want to go there, Joe Adell, I forgot to mention him. He is going to be really cheap, and he had a nice debut. Is he not even in? He's not even in the player pool yet. Oh, there he is. He's 2K. He's 2K. 2K dirt cheap. So play some Joe Adell. Yeah, that's another good one for you on the slate. So, and he had a decent Tuesday night. So look at him. I like Atlanta versus J.A. Happ once again. Riley, Albies, Swanson, Soler, Duvall, Freeman, they're all in play, like I said before. I'll start with Albies, Soler, and Riley. Build around that. I like Colorado versus Alec Mills. We talked about the value with Hilliard, Tapia, and many, many more. And it's just going to be a fun night. There's going to be tons of offense yet again, because pitching is getting worse and worse. And it's going to be one to watch lineups. And you're going to want to join me in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat, which is free. So hit me up on Twitter at BDentric with your questions there. If you give a rate and review to the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. Also, go check out Benched with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. Covering it the For You Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Give a rate and review there. I truly appreciate it also. And then go check out Price Picks, everybody. Use promo code Bubba when you create an account. It's a great site. Prop bets, you got to play two or more, and you can do flex plays. You can do all-in plays, all kinds of cool stuff. They have all the sports, even the Olympics. They're adding college football stuff coming up. We have season-long NFL prop bets coming out. We're going to have win totals, all kinds of great stuff. So create your account, use promo code Bubba, and you'll get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100 matched. So check that out, Price Picks, promo code Bubba. But for now, everybody, good luck on your Wednesday. I'll be back to you guys on Thursday. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 4th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. you'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.